Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana White. I blog over at aslobcomesclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process as I figure out ways to keep my own home under control. I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people. This is podcast number 103.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Three, and I don't normally sound like this. I have the mouse arrow sitting on top of the pause button, so hopefully I can catch it if I start coughing like I did just there. This is going to be a very short podcast because of obvious reasons, but I'm going to answer one question that I possibly have answered before, but hey, it sounds like a good question, and I can't remember, and it'll be a good example of how I don't always say the same thing, which means there's no perfect answer for anything, especially coming from me. Anyway, but before I do that, the main reason I want to make sure I podcast is to let you know that we hit a million downloads, just like I thought we would. But even though we didn't have as consistent of a podcasting schedule over the last 2 weeks because of me being sick, this is seriously some of the worst laryngitis I've ever had. So anyway, thankfully I have a little bit of a voice, but obviously it doesn't last very long. So I'm just going to go quickly. But we did hit a million downloads. So those of you who signed up for the email list to get an email whenever there's a new podcast that comes out, so that you make sure you don't miss it. I appreciate that. And I was going to say I had already done it, but I've got to do this really fast before the bug man gets here in just a little bit. So I have not done it yet. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the list of you who have subscribed to that email list specifically for podcasts. I'm going to download that list from my email service provider into an Excel spreadsheet, which obviously has numbered lines. And then I'm going to use random.org to give me the winners for that. Okay. To choose three random numbers. In the show notes for this podcast, I will put the first three letters of the email addresses of the people who won. And that way you can check and see if it's you. Because even though I'm going to email you, sometimes those emails end up in spam because, you know, I try to be so careful and never say anything like you won or you were chosen, all that kind of stuff. Those are words that just end up emails in spam. So I try to use different words, but it's really hard sometimes. Anyway, okay, so the other thing I want to let you know too, is that I am putting up a post, hopefully today, where I'm going to tell you about something I've been working on that is not quite finished. And that is, a guide, a 14-day guide to getting your home ready to open the door to guests. And, it's going to be 14 days to opening your front door to guests. And I'm excited about this. This is based on the post, How to Clean a Messy House and Get It Ready for Guests. That post is already on the website. It has a printable checklist. You can look at that. But I've put it into a 14-day, day-by-day guide in the style of 28 Days to Hope for Your Home, which if you don't have that, that's included at the back of my new book, which is coming out, which is kind of the purpose of this. This is going to be a special gift to those of you who pre-order How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind. You will get the 14-day guide well before the book actually comes out. But it is not quite ready. I'm hoping to have it ready next week, except that my publisher keeps throwing interesting things at me and saying, hey, we need you to do this in the next 48 hours. And I'm like, blah. Anyway, so that is going to be ready soon. But if you are planning on pre-ordering, or if the 14-day guide to opening your front door to guests pushes you over the edge and says, yes, I definitely want to pre-order, I would love for you to do that now. We basically This book comes out 5 weeks from next Tuesday. It comes out on November 8th. And evidently, according to the publishing people who know things that I don't know, it's really important to hit a certain number of pre-orders before the month out date. So that would be October 8th. So that is why I'm going to go ahead and put this thing out there. That way you can go ahead and pre-order and grab your confirmation number of your pre-order and fill out this form. And that way, the minute that this guide is ready, you're going to get it in your email box, okay, inbox. If you have already pre-ordered, I will give you instructions on how to find that item number. If it stresses you out, you can email me and I'll talk you through it. But it's not hard, basically, to find that. So anyway, just letting you know that, to look for that on aslobchemsclean.com, hopefully today. Okay. If not today, Monday. All right. So I'm going to talk about Amazon boxes. Obviously it's any kind of shipping boxes. We live in a world now where, it's awesome and you can order things and have them there in 2 days. And I hear about people, it doesn't happen where I live, but I hear about people who can have things there in an hour, which, like, I'm so jealous. Anyway, but, this was a question. What do you do with all those Amazon boxes? Well, here's where, the container concept comes in really, really important, okay? Because people like me like to analyze questions and, hold on, sorry, I had to cough.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
People like me like to analyze questions, and we love to think through things like, how many Amazon boxes am I going to need for this Christmas wrapping season? But that's where the container concept is so freeing to me once I finally grasped it, because it actually doesn't matter how many I might need. What matters is how much space do I have to give to Amazon boxes, okay? So personally, I use them for donate boxes because I am forever decluttering. Like, I don't even understand how it is that I still have so much stuff to get rid of. Like, I feel like I am constantly and forever filling up donate boxes. And yet, I mean, I can still fill up more. So it's like when those boxes come in, I mean, I just grab them. And I'll be honest, they end up living in my dining room longer than they should. So when I need a donate box, I generally walk in there and get me one. But the for keeping them, I know that around Christmas, here's one idea, okay, is to go ahead and keep the item that you are thinking, you know, that it, that came in that box, although sometimes the box is way huger than the actual item. But if go ahead and keep the item that came in the box that's going to need to be wrapped in that box, keep it in there and put the person's name on the outside in whatever space you hide gifts in. You don't want to put what it is because then that kind of, you know, defeats the purpose of them unwrapping the present and being excited when they see it. But put the person's name on there and you can do that and just go ahead and store it with inside the box. Or just in general, remembering a container. So sometimes I will have a big humongous box and that's my container for all the other small boxes because I have a space for that big humongous box. Or we have a space like between a shelving unit and the wall in the garage. And that is a space that can be designated. I don't actually have it that way right now, but I have done this in the past. That is a space that can be designated for broken down boxes. Okay. And so that's a natural limit. So basically I have this big box and I'm throwing the boxes in there as they come in. I don't have to decide when should I stop keeping boxes. That big box decides for me. Once it no longer fits the boxes, any more boxes, then I can't keep any more. Now, if I get a really great sized box, then I have to make room for it inside the big box. Okay. The one in, one out rule, or maybe two in or one in, two out, whatever. I have to make space for it inside that container, which is the big box. Okay. It's containing, it's limiting. It's a natural limit to how many boxes I can keep. For broken down boxes, I can only keep as many as are going to fit in that designated space that I know that I can devote to keeping boxes. Okay. So it's not a matter of how many boxes am I ever going to need, because let's be honest, you're probably going to get more boxes too. Okay. But not how many boxes am I ever going to need, but instead how much space do I have to keep boxes? So let's say this is a, you know, 8-inch space between the wall and the shelving unit, where I stick these broken down boxes. Well, that right there is how many boxes I can have. So if I really, really want to keep this box, then I have to take out however many boxes. And let's just be honest, if you have to break down the boxes, I'm pretty sure that you're going to be a whole lot more willing to just get rid of it. You know, which in which case use it for a donate box and go through the house and fill stuff up and donate it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
But really, truly, I mean, it's yeah, breaking down the box, not that fun. But if that's the only space that you have, then I have to tell you something, that's the only space that you have. Okay. So it's not a matter of predicting the future. It's a matter of accepting the natural limitations that you have in the space that you're living in. So that is the end of that one. This is only a 10-minute podcast, and I'm pretty sure I advertise my own stuff for the first 5 minutes. But thank you for joining me. And thanks to all of you who are so wonderfully supportive. And speaking of shopping on Amazon, as long as you're going to do that anyway, get there by going to aslobchemsclean.com/Amazon. And that will take you directly to Amazon, but through my affiliate link, which means that I will get a small percentage of your purchase price, and it will not affect the price for you that you are paying. So it's one way that I pay for this thing I called podcasting. So, anyway, thanks for joining me. And don't forget, check the show notes to see if you won one of the advanced copies of my new book, and go ahead and go make your pre-order and, fill in the form on my site as soon as that's up. Hopefully it will be up today. fill in that form and so that you will get 14 days to opening your front door to guests the minute that it is available, which hopefully should be next week. Okay, thanks for joining me, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.